From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Senate puts an unemployment benefits bill to a test vote today. Democratic leaders are looking for the 60 votes they need to push the bill through. It would extend benefits to the long-term unemployed and renew dozens of tax breaks benefiting individuals and businesses. The tax breaks appeal to both Democrats and Republicans. Senate Democrats hope that will bring at least a few GOP votes their way. Employers across the country are more optimistic about their second quarter hiring prospects. That's according to a new survey from the Employment Service Manpower Incorporated. NPR's Jack Spear has this overview of the survey covering some 18,000 employers.
The heightened optimism on the part of employers came in every region of the country and cut across a wide range of industries, everything from construction to manufacturing to professional and business services. Only the government was forecasting a negative outlook for hiring in the April through June quarter. In terms of their overall hiring forecast, 73% of employers surveyed anticipate no change in hiring during the second quarter. 16% expect their companies will add jobs, while 8% are anticipating a decline in payrolls. Manpower officials say, while somewhat weak, the numbers show an economy moving in the right direction. The forecast is also well ahead of the forecast for the same period a year ago, when 14% of employers expected they would be cutting jobs. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.